Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's 6 minutes past 6 o'clock as we get into, a very interesting day of politics in Oregon and across the country, to be frank with you. But boy, today in Oregon is going to be something. Because today, the Oregon Senate is going to vote on, taking away your constitutional right to protect your family with a firearm. No kidding. Yeah, they are. They're going to do that, folks. And in fact, you can't see this hardly anywhere, but apparently the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday decided that you and I do not have a right to open carry or conceal carry a firearm. Did you guys hear that? It's true. It's a bad thing. Now, we'll get into that a little bit, but it also is just as bad a thing that yesterday six Oregon senators sat on the Senate floor and agreed to allow Senate Bill 554 to be second read. Today, it will be read the third time under Oregon's Constitution. It'll be voted on today. That's how it works. Now, there's going to be a minority report on it today, and Republicans are going to lose. Kim Thatcher will be there today to read the minority report. Other senators are simply not going to be there. Now, a minority report, for those of you who don't know what that is a alternative report. And it is done for the purposes of It actually can be substituted for the actual bill that's going to be read. Now, it's extremely rare for a minority report to actually be adopted over the actual bill. Okay, so the minority report is the opposition. It's the alternative idea. Now, it sometimes is brought forward for the purpose of giving somebody on the other side and out to vote with the minority and stop an erstwhile bad bill in whoever's opinion that it is. Now, this is extremely rare. You have to understand how rare this truly is. I mean, because you don't bring a bill to the floor of the House or the Senate if you know it's going to fail. Because when you do, you look really stupid. You always vote count these things before you bring them on the floor. So the idea that a minority report is actually going to pass is it just ain't going to happen. So Senate Bill 554 is up today. There are other gun bills, and a couple of these you need to know about. A lot of today's show is going to be about guns. Because I'm going to get into in a moment why the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that you and I do not have a right for concealed carry, and we don't have a right for open carry. And they're basing that not on the Constitution, but on an old law from England. No kidding. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.com or Jeff at KSLM.news. Before I take Freddie's call, Ben wrote an email, says, great show today, Jeff. This was late yesterday. Either Democrats are complete morons or they have an agenda on the gun issues. I was on a webinar with Bill Post, whom I have the utmost of respect for, but because of the manipulation of the Republicans' ability to walk out by taking pay away, he said he wouldn't walk out either. We need to have more politicians like you with a backbone to represent us here in Oregon. Thank you, Ben. Dale wrote a scathing email to his senator, Fred Gerard. Dale's from Staten. He said, it was reported to me that you and five other Republicans stood on the floor and sided with the Democrats to blank away our constitutional rights, you know. You know, the ones you swore an oath to defend and uphold. Your treachery defies words. By the way, did you know me? You do know me, he said. I'm the one that got ODOT to put up the lights at the Staten Park and Ride. To think that I actually had empathy, even pity for you when I learned your house burned down. I am from Mill City. You are simply beyond despicable, Fred Gerard. You will all pay for the terrible price of your cowardice and treachery. I'm sorry I ever gave you the benefit of the doubt, even after I heard rumors of your weakness. That's Dale from Mill City. All Fred Gerard did yesterday is make it certain that this recall petition that's being rumored is going to happen. And it ought to happen. Every one of these people ought to get recalled. Let's go to Freddie. Freddie, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Jeff. I've been wanting to tell you this for a couple of weeks now, but all this whiteness and all the things that you're hearing on the national media is nothing more than to declare that white people are racist, and that way the Constitution is racist, and therefore they're going to eliminate the Constitution and eliminate all of our rights, including, you know, the Second Amendment and the First Amendment and all of that. This is a huge takeover of America, and Oregon is going to lead the way with their stuff that you just articulated. And I tell you what, this is really, really, really bad times going on in this country right now. And the people that voted for Biden, you got your head up your rear end. This is really something else that's going on, and I'm not quite sure how we're going to be able to get it all back.
Well, I'm not either, because apparently the OPB has an incredibly biased story about two Oregon brothers that got arrested because they were at the U.S. Capitol. They were in the U.S. Capitol. And as you read through the OPB story, because these guys are pictured at Proud Boy rallies, apparently one of them, and I didn't know this, Fred, in Multnomah County, you can get arrested for carrying a loaded firearm, period. The Proud Boy rally from September 26th, Fred, that was completely away from everybody else. Apparently, anybody who was carrying a loaded weapon at that rally is facing misdemeanor charges. I didn't know that carrying a loaded gun in Multnomah County is a crime, but apparently it is. Fred, did you know that?
No, I did not know that, but how do they know it's loaded?
Fair enough. How do they know the weapon is loaded?
Exactly. You know, they didn't pull it out. They didn't put ammo in it. How do they know it's loaded?
That's a great question. So, all of this stuff. Yesterday, you had these six Republican senators stay on the floor. Fred Gerard is the leader. At the same time yesterday, and I got this from Brian Boquist, Fred, the Senate Democrats, Peter Courtney, sent out an email. It's called the 2021 American Rescue Plan, Senate Member Survey of Priorities. So this is a form that they want senators, Republican and Democrat, to write basically how much money they want and where they want it to go in their district. They did this yesterday. Now, they did this yesterday after these six Republicans. This email went out at 3:13 yesterday afternoon. This is after six Republicans allowed the Democrats to advance their gun bill. So basically, this is the bribery that they're right out and open with. How do you feel about that, Fred?
Well, I'll tell you what, Fred Gerard, I had a head-on, butt-headed meeting with him one time. This was a couple years ago. When I saw that guy starting to turn, he's been turning that direction for a while now. And I'll tell you, these guys just are nothing but prostitutes if they could be bought like that and give away our constitutional rights. You know, I think your letter that you read, when they swear to uphold the Constitution, well, they're a bunch of damn liars then. That's all they are. You know, Trump has exposed all of this corruption we have in this country. And, you know, thank God he did that, because now people are slow to wake up. I mean, of course, you're awake and most of your listeners are awake. But I'll tell you what, this is really getting to be something else now. And I'm not sure where it's all going to go. It could end up in a civil war, especially over the Second Amendment. And I'll tell you, when they do that, I'm sure China and Russia got their eyes on that, because we'd be very weak at that particular point.
Absolutely right. And they would, China would invade Taiwan, and we wouldn't do anything about it.
Exactly. Well, I don't think we're going to do anything about it if they invaded it today. With Biden in there? Come on.
I think you're right. I mean, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I'd go take off and go get it. This guy's not going to do anything but suck his thumb.
Yeah, because that's mentally where Joe Biden is headed to. It's really a sad thing. Thanks, Freddie. I appreciate your opinion today. More and more Republican senators are lining up against the Democrat House passed amnesty bills. That has a lot to do with what's going to happen in Oregon. By the way, the Biden DHS freed 23,400 border crossers into the United States 2 months ago. 2 months ago, folks. Lisa, I'm going to ask you to hang on as we get through the break. It is, you know, the Democrats' bribery of these six Republicans is very overt, because they sent this out yesterday, after Republicans let the Democrats have their way. They want to know, hey, Republicans, what do you want us to give you money for, since we got all this money coming from the federal government? Back in a moment with Lisa's thoughts and this Ninth Circuit court ruling. 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. By the way, the Senate Republicans, the fact they were on the floor yesterday. Today, there's another bill up that is a kicker rebate delay bill and an extension of the legislative session. Yep, the price for bribery of Republicans just went up. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for hanging on to the break. What's on your mind?
My father has walked in Wallace Marine Park here in West Salem for years. My father started carrying a gun, a Derringer, in his pocket. One day he was walking and this pit bull was on a full-on run and growling and headed right for him. And he hollered to those people across the way who it belonged to and said, if you don't get this dog, I'm going to shoot it. Well, their response was, you don't have a gun. So he fired a shot in the air, and the dog and people were scrambling. He further called the cop, and the cop came down because this dog's a nuisance. He's seen it before. And when he was explaining to it, the cop, he said about the firing the shot, and the cop's response was, good for you. My father's 86 years old, Vietnam vet. He can't run, and this leash law doesn't seem to apply, and he believes because he earned the right to have a gun. It's our Second Amendment right. And if it hadn't been for the gun, he probably would have been maimed or whatever, and it's not right. Now, you know, and they want to take the guns away from people like that that are defending themselves, whether it's a person or an animal. It's wrong, and it's just like, I can't believe they don't understand that we need our guns. I mean, my father could have been hurt because he, like I said, he's 86 years old. And it's stupid.
That's exactly correct. And in this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling, he doesn't have the legal right to carry a concealed gun or an open carry because, as they say on pages 100, this is, by the way, it's a very long ruling, but on pages 111 and 112 and 113, they say that it is it's the fundamental principle that government has the primary responsibility for defending persons who enter public spaces. In your father's case, he could have been attacked and killed by that dog, and no government official, no cop would have known about it.
Well, you know, the one thing my father always said is, you can have my gun when you can pry my cold, dead fingers off of it. You know, that's what he believes, and I don't know that he will stop. Because, you know, like I said, in Wallace Marine Park's a homeless camp with vicious dogs, not on leashes. So, what he has to actually not walk there, but it's... how do you find that bill online?
You can go to the OregonLegislature.gov.
Okay.
OregonLegislature.gov. And then click on bills and laws. Okay. And then you want to click on current session. Okay. And then look for SB 554. SB 554. It's also up on under meetings today, under Senate third readings, and you can click on the bill and you can read the bill and you can read the minority report that Kim Thatcher will be bringing forward. Lisa, thank you. It's a great story, and it's the perfect example of why we don't want any of these bills. In fact, Oregon Catalyst has a story about undoing concealed carry among four gun bills up for a hearing or a vote. A couple of these are the identical bills that are up in the Senate, but one of them is interesting in that this is House Bill 2510. It is up for a hearing in House Health Care Tuesday, next Tuesday, March 30th. And it deals with gun locks. And it says, in a quote, requires owner or possessor of firearm to secure firearm with trigger or cable lock in locked container or in gun room except in specified circumstances. Can you imagine carrying your gun with a gun lock in the bad guy, or just having your gun sitting at home? And a home invasion robber kicks in the door. Your gun is useless because you don't have time. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts, welcome.
Welcome to Venezuela North.
Yeah, apparently so.
Next, talking about what Fred was talking about, no one seems to want to wake up to the communists are already here. And when he was talking about China and Russia taking on Taiwan, etc., and then we'll be vulnerable, the Chinese are already here on the West Coast. They're orchestrating all this stuff behind the scenes. They're the ones that are paying people to do all this stuff and bribing them to take us over. So they're already here.
Apparently they are here. Because they've got Republicans numbers in the Senate anyway. I mean, that's the only conclusion I can come through.
Well, look at China. You know, where does Nike get their shoes made?
Some of them are made in Vietnam.
Same difference.
A lot of them are made in China, too.
I mean, you're talking about a communist country.
Well, they are. And they're not.
That's what I'm saying is it's not like they're going to be here. They're here. They're lobbying every day. And when he says they're going to take over Taiwan, why do that when you just come here and take us over the rest of the way? And it's going to be as bloodless as possible. But if some of these laws pass here, it's not going to be very bloodless because of the violence from Antifa and BLM and the rest of the little puppeteers that the Chinese have got.
Yep, imagine China and the communists being able to take us over without firing a shot because we did it from within. Thanks, Rich. We'll always keep it in perspective. It's 6:30. Back in a moment. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the hour. Yes, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Corby writes an email about the Constitution. Says, I'm curious to which constitution you're talking about. As I've said before, on January 20th, the official overthrow of the United States took place. Does China or the deep state New World Order have a constitution? Well, apparently these justices on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals think, hey, the Second Amendment, the Heller decision, doesn't say you have a right to carry concealed or open carry. I want to remind you, friends, if you're looking for a contractor that you can trust, you should really check out Eric Azer and Righteous Renovations. Check out their website, righteousrenovations.com. You can have faith and trust to believe that they can come in and do a great job on your kitchen remodel, your home remodel. Again, don't take my word for it. Just look at it yourself. RighteousRenovations.com. Tim writes an email. What action about the NRA? What action has the NRA taken? Don't know yet. We'll see. Rich writes, about the Venezuela of the North. Yeah. Speaking of Rich, let's go back to the phones. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I did my thing and called all the senators yesterday, and when I got to Girard's office, the inference was, Well, we've negotiated the emergency clause out of it, so now we need to know why people don't want to get together to make a petition to get rid of this law.
Yeah, I got an email from somebody else saying the same thing that they called.
The question I have is, when the lady said it, she said it, the curious thing was that she said to get rid of the law. In other words, it's a done deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's, not, he's not saying that Girard and company are going to write a opposition to it or anything else. It's pretty much in their brain, it's a done deal.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
And I'm sure it was Girard's wife, but she's a nice lady and she tried to defend what's going on. At the same time, I'm not seeing enough resistance, even if it's quasi-resistance on the floor from the Senate or the House.
Well, there isn't.
That's what I mean. If they don't stand up by their chairs and say, I don't like this, I know it's going to go through, but here I'm complaining, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, supposedly they're going to do that today. Okay, with the minority report, and there'll be lots of debate and pounding of chests. How much I hate this bill and how bad it is. But I'm still here because I got bought off. Did you see that email?
Yeah.
About all of that. What are your spending priorities, Senator?
Yeah, and it's... they know they're not going to get half of it anyway because she's not going to let them have it, whether they go for it or not. They'll find some reason to use that money for something else.
Yep. They sure will. Thanks, Rich, for sharing that.
The only question I have now is that all the people over 70 are going to go to jail, so I hope they got some comfy jails because I expected to watch cable TV.
why is anybody over 70 going to jail?
Well, we're not going to put up with a guy this gun crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
we don't
have the
money for a defense, and we're not going to say we're Antifa or BLM, so they just slap our hands, give us $10,000 and a new car. So
yeah, or illegal aliens that they're getting $2,000.
I hope they're ready with the doctors for the generic prisoners.
Yeah. Thanks,
you're active prisoners. I need a lot of things. Exercise, hot tub, swimming pool.
Yeah.
The works.
Yeah. Yep. I need my food. I need my sustenance. I need everything from, and we'll just tax the rich to pay for it, right?
Well, there won't be any rich because once they take over, they'll get rid of them too. It's called property confiscation and asset confiscation.
Which comes after gun confiscation, yeah.
And then anything you got in your Social Security, you know, not in your Social Security, but in your bank accounts and your vaults and everything.
It'll be used as collateral for the national debt.
Well, of course, like in Greece and Cyprus.
Sure.
They don't tell you how many people died in the Cyprus uprising either, do they? There's over 450 of them got killed by the government for taking over their bank accounts.
Yeah, they didn't have guns.
They had a few shotguns,
Rich.
All they had.
Gotta let you go. Thanks, Rich.
Bye.
Appreciate it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. So, by the way, you just can't make this up. There was yesterday, Democrats held a hearing on H.R. 1 in Congress. Literally, they had a proponent of the bill. Actually said that removing dead people from the voter rolls was voter suppression. I am not kidding you, folks. It was actually said in this committee hearing. Stunning. That's the mindset of the people we're dealing with. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. This came out of a case from a guy by the last name of Young, who applied twice for a concealed handgun license in Hawaii. Got turned down for almost no reason at all. So he started to open carry. This also broke Hawaiian law. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, in upholding this, said that the state takes over the role of self-defense. It's a 215-page opinion, including the dissent. Now, I have not, I don't think it's a full court of opinion. I think it's just a three-judge panel. But here's what they said. I'm going to read this to you. Quote, this is the majority opinion. We recognize that although there have been a few technological advances in the last centuries in dirks, daggers, slingshots, brass knuckles, there clearly have been advances in the manufacture of pistols and revolvers. Heller, the Heller decision, which was in our favor, Heller observed that today's handgun is an entire class of arms that is overwhelmingly chosen by American society for lawful purpose. Notwithstanding, which means nevertheless or never mind, the advances in handgun technology and their increasing popularity, pistols and revolvers remain among the class of deadly weapons that are easily transported and concealed. That they may be used for defense does not change their threat to, get this, the king's peace, unquote. It remains as true today as it was centuries ago that the mere, understand this, listen to this, that the mere presence of such weapons presents a terror to the public, and that widespread carrying of handguns would strongly suggest that state and local governments have lost control of our public areas. Technology has not altered those very human understandings. They go on to write, we may, of course, change our conception of what we need to do to protect ourselves. The Constitution does not impose the statute of Northampton on the states. But the Second Amendment does not contradict the fundamental principle that government assumes primary responsibility for defending persons who enter our public spaces. The states do not violate the Second Amendment by asserting their longstanding English and American rights to prohibit certain weapons from entering those public spaces as means of providing domestic tranquility and forestalling domestic violence. Is this not stunning to you? You cannot open carry. You cannot conceal carry. Because the majority opinion is looking to English law and convoluting it to say, yeah, it's still okay under the Second Amendment. Just stunning. Folks, now you can't hardly find anything about this anywhere today in the news media. Anywhere. I can't even find it on Breitbart, where A.W. Hawkins is their law enforcement, their gun rights guy. I can't find it anywhere. On the border crisis, Gallup, which is a polling organization, did a poll of a bunch of Latin American states. Okay? Latin America and the Caribbean. They polled in 33 countries. You know what they found? Because they asked him the question, would they like to move to another country permanently if they could? 27% said yes. 450 million people that live in these regions. That means 120 million people would like to go somewhere else. Gallup asked him where they'd like to move then. Of those people who said they wanted to leave permanently, which was 35%, 42 million said they'd like to come to the United States. 42 million. The CEO sent this to Joe Biden. He'll open up the door. 42 million.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go to Glenn. CBD helps me a lot, folks. Really does. Helps me sleep better at night, and it certainly takes away a lot of my pain. Can't always trust the CBD that you're buying. Why is that? Because a lot of it gets made from isolate that comes from China. But you know who you can trust? ProBioscience, based here in Salem, and only all of their products only come from CBD that's grown in Oregon. And Oregon CBD is the toughest standards you have to comply with to produce it. Go check out all of their great products that can make you feel better, make your pets feel better. Go to pro-bioscience.com. And during the month of March, use the discount code CHANGE and you get 15% off. pro-bioscience.com. You can also see their products and find them at the Tobacco Pouch on Edgewater, pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Glenn first, and then we'll move on to Art. Glenn, good morning.
Yes, and calling the switchboard yesterday, I got, I don't remember which one of them, one of the legislators with a K, do you remember his last name?
Either Kenner or Canope.
But anyway, I was talking about... You guys have switched here in this building constitutional law into the common law. I was talking exactly to him about the House of Commons and the House of Lords and the King and the Queen is exactly the way you're conducting your business in this building with a fence around it. And I didn't get a response, but it's obvious that, as you have been stating, you're seeing the same thing, Jeff, that we have switched constitutional law for common law. And how did we do this and get away with it? And we're doing the same thing on the federal law. We're going right back to where what we rejected in 1776. The House of Lords, the House of Commons, and the King and the Queen. We have absolutely switched this thing. They're conducting their business exactly that way, and it's as though, don't look at what we're doing, just do what we tell you to do. And it's real. It is very real. If you look at what's going on in Texas, the invasion force from the South is wanting to turn Texas into what LBJ had. Back when they were doing the laws and passing legislation as Democrats back then. And how do the people in Texas today get back what they're losing as the invasion forces coming into their state, into their counties? Because what was it, 89 million going to go to buy hotel rooms for these 1,200 people, which makes it about $70,000 per individual? We're now giving the enemy a comfort and a place to stay in our nation. And what can the state law do when the federal law is being violated? They want to stop it. How do they stop it? Even if they use their own troops within the state of Texas to stop what is happening under the common law and the King and the Queen. The two systems are at war, in my opinion. Very clever. I have to say, this is very clever what they're doing. What do you think of this?
I think that it is going to end up one of two ways. Is that either the Supreme Court knocks down these usurpations of the Constitution, and if that doesn't work, I truly see armed revolution happening in this country. I don't know how else to avoid it. I pray that it doesn't happen. I pray, and we all should be praying, for supernatural intervention here. But that's the only way I see this turning out. Glenn, thank you. Got to let you go because in a moment I got to move on to Art. There's also, by the way, the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday, next Wednesday, I think, will hear oral arguments on a case that has sweeping consequences for policing. The Biden administration and attorneys general from 9 states are urging the high court to uphold warrantless gun confiscation, especially in entering your home without a warrant and confiscating your guns. It's already sort of happening in Oregon. Also, I want to remind you, if the heat pump is not working right, or the furnace, or you just want to make your home a lot cleaner and a lot safer with these great UV air filtration systems, you should call Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net, because they really can make your life better. And you should really support them, because they support us. Cindy writes an email about the Ninth Circuit Court. She said, I would check out what Chris Ann Hall has to say. What a terribly disingenuous post by the NRA. The fact, the Ninth Circuit has been issuing this particular opinion since at least 2016, she writes. Almost every state holds the opinion you have no right to carry outside your home, hence the requirement of a permit. So are we to glean from this post that the NRA is just now discovering the fact and are just now exploring all options to rectify? Sorry, guys, you're about 20 years too late. Or perhaps is the NRA taking advantage of the ignorance of American gun owners to fundraise? She says, I support Gun Owners of America and National Association of Gun Rights. Thanks, Cindy. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. I don't know how good it is. Our country's going down the toilet, and the Democrats now have full power, and they're not going to give it up. They don't care about the law. That was proven when they did all the things they did to win all the power that they have now. And they're not going to give it up. They're going to create the rules. And this is what happens when bureaucrats are not held accountable. And, it's really scary. But I don't...
How do you think it ends up?
Well, Jeff, just read the Bible. Armageddon. That's where we're heading. Believe that with all my heart. We can only do what we can do, but right now evil's winning, and until God intervenes and sends all that evil down the pit, things unfortunately aren't going to get better. I don't believe. Personal opinion, but hey, if you read the Bible, wars, rumors of war, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah. We're seeing it all play out before our eyes. That's why you got to keep praying, keep staying active, and don't give up. Thanks, Art. 6:59. We'll be back tomorrow on Freedom Friday. See you then, friends. Make it a great day.